Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. It's another cold morning here in northern Indiana. The good news is, at least sometime after 1 o'clock or so today, the actual temperature should be above zero and starts improving over the next few days. Unless you happen to like sub-zero temperatures, and then it's not improving, but I think most of us are tired of it this cold. And so anyhow, we'll eventually be back on a more normal schedule once it's easier to get up and around and the roads are a little less treacherous. It's all of that bitter cold has frozen the snow to the roads and makes for some slip-sliding times if you're not paying attention. Anyhow, we're talking and praying this week about immeasurably more love. And looking specifically at a passage that Paul wrote to the Romans in chapter 12, beginning at verse 9, and talks about some practical things that love of God ought to do within us. The immeasurably more love is only possible because it comes from God. And we see the examples of what it looks like as we look at Jesus. And we ought to be able to see examples of what it looks like as we look at the life that we live. The lives of God's children. His immeasurably more love that has been poured out within us ought to produce results. A huge part of that immeasurably more love is God's Spirit. And God says His Spirit produces a variety of things in us that ought to be in an ever-increasing measure. You know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. God says against those things there is no law. You can do those as much as you like. And in fact, you ought to be doing those as a reflection of God's love in you. And so today, we're going to focus in on talking and praying about, a loving devotion. And like the way that word rolls out with this broadcast. Romans 12, verse 10 says, "Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves." I call these morning broadcasts a morning devotion and prayer time. And here we're talking about a loving devotion. And while they're not a direct parallel, there's some pretty big connections. Typically, when we think about a devotion, we think about something that's, not as heavy as what we might call a sermon. We think about something that is applicable and practical in life. We think about something that is kind of to the point. And so we may get up each morning and have what we call our morning devotions. And it's quiet time spent with God, but it's time with a purpose. We may gather for a small group meeting and assign somebody or have somebody volunteer to lead a devotion. And it's designed to help us reflect on the things of God. To prepare us for the day, for life, for a life of godliness. And Paul comes along and says that we ought to be devoted to one another in brotherly love. It's that devotion, it's that commitment, it's that willingness to stick with one another that can only be possible by the love that we find through Jesus. And so we show concern. We show concern and love in practical ways. One of those, he makes it clear, it's the result of that loving devotion, that result of being devoted to one another in brotherly love, is that we learn to honor one another above ourselves. We seek their good. We seek to lift them up. We choose not to be involved in battles over who's the best. The disciples, as many of us, had a tough time learning that. There were times that they would argue or their mom would pipe in and want special treatment for themselves or for, in the mom's case, her children. They would somehow think that they were a little better than everyone else, deserved a little more than everyone else. Sound familiar? It's the nature of who we are living in this flesh. We want more. And sometimes we don't know that we deserve it. Sometimes we're confident we don't deserve it, but we still want it. And so it becomes an act of self-control. It becomes an act of God's Spirit within us to willingly honor others above ourselves. To express in a practical way this loving devotion. And so we give of ourselves, we give of our time, we give of our money, we give of our wisdom, we give of our love. We see throughout the life of Jesus his constant practice of lifting up others. Especially those that were being put down by society, those that were being oppressed, those that were being overlooked, those that were being claimed to be untouchable, unclean, unwanted. And Jesus would lift them and elevate them. Is that what you and I do to those around us? Especially those that the world tends to reject. Obviously, the greatest command of God is to love Him and to love our neighbor. And we do that, and we do both those in relationship to this willingness to be devoted to one another, to honor one another. You see, God's desire is that we grow in the way we represent Jesus. That the people recognize, the people around us, the people we work with, the people that we go to school with, the people that we do life with, would recognize the value that they have because they've been created in the image of God. And while there are lifestyles and habits and actions that every one of us do that are not what they should be, and there are those that for various reasons are more repulsive to us than others, those that we struggle with honoring, those that we struggle with lifting above ourselves, those that we struggle with because, well, we just don't want to. We're not sure they're worthy. We don't see the value they have the way that God sees the value they have. We begin to think that we really do deserve those seats on the right and left hand of Jesus. And then we look. And God's Spirit helps us to recognize just how far removed we are from the presence of God without the help of His Spirit, without the blood of Jesus cleansing us from all unrighteousness. We have no place to stand. And so we recognize that we need one another. The Bible says, pity the one who falls and has no one to help them up. And that two are better than one, because there's a greater return on their work, on their effort. There are obviously some things that are easier to do by yourself. But most things are more productive when, especially with someone that knows what they're doing, but when you have an extra set of hands. I suspect most of us have been caught in a situation that we're trying to do something. We think, if only I had another hand. And that's part of this concept of loving devotion, of being devoted to one another, of honoring one another above ourselves, of recognizing the importance and value that they have in our life. And there are times when any one of us get accolades for the work that we're doing. My position is one that when things go well, I tend to get some of the credit, at least. When they don't go well, then it's probably my fault. But I recognize that nothing that I accomplish here at Deer Run and through the prayer ministry and in life itself is done on my own. In fact, if it was up to me, things would probably not be in a very good place, because I need help. And I'm fortunate that God has given me great help. A great family, a great wife, a great daughter, a great leadership, a great staff team here at Deer Run. A great congregation, a great group of people who attend and are encouragers and helpers. And all of that takes place because we choose to put into practice at one level or another this honoring one another, this being devoted to one another, this working together for the good of God's kingdom. But there's always room for growth. What we do well can be done better. Very few times in Olympic history has a person received a perfect score in an event that they've competed in. It has happened, but not very often. And most of the time, the winner has room for improvement. And they generally know that, and they continually work on that. And even when God is blessing us and things look successful, it's because of the work of God. There's always room for improvement. And we continue to grow in the way that we're devoted to one another. We continue to grow in the way that we honor one another. But most importantly, we grow in the way that we lift up Jesus, so that He is recognized as the source of all good things, the reason we love the way we love. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has called us to love like You love, and to live with this loving devotion, to know the immeasurably more love that You have poured out into our life and You have given through Your Son, Jesus. And so, God, today, as we live life, may we pay attention to the people around us. May we learn to be more and more devoted to one another. That we would be intentional and practical in the ways that we share that love that You've put into our life. That we would honor others. even above the honor that we seek for ourselves, that we would recognize the help in all of those that bring us to points of honor. And that recognition that we can't do it alone, that recognition that we didn't do it alone, would help us to share that honor and to lift others above ourselves, and especially to lift Jesus. Father, as we consider today what it looks like to be devoted to one another, may that commitment that we have never waver. But may it be a growing commitment. May it be one that is a help. And Father, as we look at those that will often go unnoticed, those that culture and society may label as the least of these, may we see within them the value that you created for them to have. May we honor that value. May we lift them. And God, today, as we live life, may our devotion to you be enough as it grows and as we share it with others. And Father, in all of this, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.